Good morning, racing fans. Thank you for tuning in to Today at Del Mar, a podcast that's brought to you by horseracing-selections.com. Thank you for joining us. I am Eddie the Hat, and I'll be taking us through today's card out at Del Mar. First post, today's Friday, so that means it's 4 p.m., 4 o'clock Friday. A popular post time for the locals and everybody that heads down to Del Mar on Friday. And, you know, I've said it, well, maybe 100 times, so let's say it 101 times. If you haven't been to Del Mar, you are really, truly missing out. And I mean that whether you're 3,000 miles away or 100 miles away, you need to get down there, because not only is the racing absolutely incredible right now, and I really do mean that, the field sizes, the value that we have with the payoffs. Again, yesterday we had some more price horses rolling in, and it just really makes for an exciting and a very challenging card when you're handicapping. Second is the food down there, the restaurants, the bars, sports bars, whatever. There's something for everybody. Get down to Del Mar. It is incredible. And if you can't make it, let's say, you know, you say, well, you know, geez, I can't afford the lodging because it's just so darn expensive because of the summer. And of course, well, let's face it, you know, they jack everything up. Get down there for the Bing Crosby meeting, which is run in the off season, and you'll find that things are just as good with the food, the beverages, the racing, and guess what? The lodging is a lot cheaper because it's off season. So anyway, keep that in mind, and it's just a great place to be. All right, again, as we talked about, today is Friday, August 5th, first post, 4 p.m., and let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings. Oh, first, before we start, I want to comment on an email that I got yesterday, which was quite funny. This is a gentleman that's been a client of ours for a long time, and I would say, you know, 10 plus years, I guess. And, you know, lately we've been talking about the pick six, the jackpot carryover, and how, well, today's the day it's going to fall. Today's the day it's going to fall. And, you know, sometime this weekend, the pick six jackpot's going to fall. Somebody's going to nail it. Well, you know, as we keep saying that, of course, the jackpot keeps growing. So this gentleman emailed us yesterday and said, hey, do me a favor. I haven't hit the pick six yet. Keep hyping it up that it's going to get hit so that the pool keeps growing. Anyway, thought that was kind of funny. And, yeah, it's getting up there. We'll get to that, with the third race, of course, when the pick six begins today. And, for those of you who are keeping track, the jackpot carryover is now $539,551.54. And you know what? You gotta wonder, just how high is it gonna get before somebody does take it down? Could get up there, especially with the weekends. Interesting, you know, 4 o'clock Fridays, the East Coast is pretty much wrapped up first post at Del Mar. So that means we have the attention, the full attention of all the East Coast bettors. So this is going to get pretty, it's going to start swelling really big. Maybe close to maybe 750,000 by the weekend. Definitely. So anyway, yeah, good luck if you're jumping in and playing the pick six. Okay, let's get to the updated jockey and trainer standings. Things are getting a little bit tighter on the jockey. In the jockey race, Juan Hernandez continues to lead the way with 15 wins. I'm looking at the placings. 15 wins from 61 starters, that's 25%. Umberto Rispoli with 10 wins from 43 starters, 23%. Joe Bravo, 9 winners from 31 starters, 29%. Ramon Vasquez, 7 wins from 53 starters, 13%. And Edwin Maldonado, 5 wins, 41 starters at 12%. Now, I don't know how many of you other people out there, handicappers, keep track of the win percentage of the jockeys, but I think this is pretty important that we point that out. You've got some jockeys that practically ride every race, and we know who they are. Juan Hernandez, Abel Cedillo, Umberto Rispoli. They just can't get enough of it. But then you've got the other jockeys who are maybe a little bit more selective of who they ride, or maybe they just don't get the opportunities that the other jocks get. And I'm pointing out the fact here of Joe Bravo, who has a 29% win percent. It's pretty solid, especially when you consider that he has 30 less starters than Juan Hernandez, and he's only 6 wins behind. So keep that in mind when you see a horse that Joe Bravo's riding. Anyway, that's, you know, pretty impressive when you look at that, when you look at the figures and you break them down. All right, the trainers. Phil D'Amato continues to show the way with 8 wins from 48 starters, 17%. Doug O'Neill, 7 wins from 32 starters, 22%. Bob Baffert, 6 wins, 21 starters, 29%. Peter Miller, 5 wins, 37 starters for 14%. And George Papapodromo, 4 winners, 32 starters, 13%. And that is the updated jockey and trainer standings as they are coming in to today. All right, let's get to today's card. Not a bad little card. I think we're starting to see some of the effects of the large field sizes because some of the quality, I think, is starting to pay for that a little bit. There's a couple of C races in here today. We'll get to those. And, another thing that I want to point out is when you get our picks, we'll give you, you know, obviously in every race, a 1, 2, 3 selections. And then we grade each race as to how solid it is. Is it a good betting opportunity? Is it not a good betting opportunity? Should you stay away from it? We have an A, B, C, D rating. And, of course, we have that all explained on our sheet when you purchase that. Okay, so, everything's explained, but, there's more C races today than there has been in a while. So, anyway, just wanted to point that out. Okay, first race here, this is a 5-furlong turf race, a maiden special event. Rails are at 30 feet, and again, folks, when the rails are up, that means that the turf course, the dimensions are smaller, thus makes it hard to navigate. So, if you've like a horse that's going to be coming from off the pace, keep in mind that he's going to have less real estate, less ground to work with to navigate his trip and to come from off the pace. So usually when the rails are up, it favors speed. So anyway, okay. All right, 5 furlongs turf, maiden special weight. This is for 2-year-olds, and they rail again at 30 feet. We rated this a B race. Now we're jumping right in here today, and we're going to give you our free podcast play, and that is with number 2, Kid Azteca. This is a Peter Miller trained son of Sharp Azteca, and basically, guys, this horse showed some promise when he made his debut at Santa Anita back in June. He got bet a little bit. He was 4-1 in that debut, and of course checked in fourth, so he split the field. Not a bad effort. And then he was run up north in it looks like one of the overnight stakes up there, and just didn't fire under Billy Antongiorgi. So he's adding 2 pounds today, obviously, to this race. He's adding the blinkers. He is spotted where he fits. The Peter Miller barn is starting to heat up. And he gets Ramon Vasquez here. He looks like the way to go in a pretty decent maiden special weight. So we're going to throw our hat on Kid Azteca and suggest that you do as well with a solid win play and maybe single him in the pick five, or maybe use him in the daily double, the early double, which I think sometimes is a little bit overlooked too. As a handicapper, I still do. I like to play the double. It kind of gives you an opportunity to get a little bit of punch into your bankroll if you're successful and you can cash the ticket. I know people complain about the takeout. Oh, it's you know, how can you play the daily double, the takeout so high? But, you know, just something that I enjoy, you know, doing. And, yeah, so anyway, if you decide that you want to do that, go ahead and put a solid win bet on Kiz Azteca, single him in the pick five, and then maybe use him in the double. All right, so that's the first race. Now we go to the second. This is another B race, 6.5 furlongs. It's a claiming event for three-year-olds and upward. And the claiming price is $8,000. Now you're going to say, well, wait a minute, an $8,000 race and you've rated it as a B. But we really like a horse in here, guys. And the way for you to find out if we're right and to get in on the fun of cashing the tickets are go to horseracing-selections.com, our website, and try us out for $4.95 for the daily selections. And if you want to do multiple day, we have deep discounted packages on our multiple day rates, and I suggest you take advantage of that as well. All right, so we do like a horse here in this $8,000 claiming event, and we feel pretty good about them. So we hope that that you join us. Interesting, in the second race, there are two horses that have already had a race over the track, and we're talking about Majestic West, who's 6-1 on the morning line, and Cajun Treasure at 7-2 on the morning line. So keep that in mind. Sometimes, I don't know, when you wheel them back like this, sometimes they run up the track because it's too soon. Other times, they're being wheeled back because something happened in their last race and the jockey got off and said, hey, I'm sorry, boss. We should have probably won this race. We should have been a lot closer, but this happened, that happened, and they drop them right into the, back into the entry box. Cajun Treasure is trained by Peter Miller. He's certainly somebody that I'm not going to second guess. And Majestic West is trained by Jeff Engler, who I'm not real familiar with. However, when you look at his stats for 2022, he's 14%. So there's nothing to, be ashamed of there. And so anyway, Majestic West and Cajun Treasure are coming off of races over the course on opening weekend. The third race, another B race, 5 furlongs on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer. And this is for three-year-olds and upward, claiming price of $100K, rail at 30 feet. Not a bad race here, guys. And again, we like a horse in here a little bit. Well, actually, more than a little bit, because that's why we actually gave it a B rating. And we think that we have some good information here on that horse. So, fourth race, this is a C minus, maiden claiming, California bred or sired maiden fillies and mares, three-year-olds and upward with a price of $50K. The C-minus says it all. We give you a pick in this and we give you an analysis in this race on our sheet, but we really leave it up to you whether you want to pull the trigger and go to the window or not. Sometimes we suggest you don't. Sometimes we suggest that you spread a little bit. And then sometimes we'll just give you a horse and just say, just bet this horse to win and then walk away. Don't do anything else. And that's what this fourth race is. Tequila Tigre is adding front wraps off of her last start. You know how we feel about that. It really depends. Young horses wearing wraps, there might be a legitimate reason for it. Sometimes when they you know, are in these claiming races. Sometimes they put wraps on to scare the possible claims away. A lot of different reasons, but generally we don't like to see it with a youngster wearing wraps. The fifth race, 5 furlongs on the turf. This is a claiming event. Maiden fillies, 3-year-olds and upward, and this is a B minus race for us. And not a bad field here. 5 furlongs on the turf. Got a lot of speed in here. It looks like it could be a decent betting opportunity for anybody that wants to get involved in the fifth. The sixth race is 7 furlongs. This is the real good deal. It's $175,000 overnight. And, of course, you've got 3-year-olds are lining up here to go 7 furlongs. We really like a horse in here quite a bit, guys. Interestingly enough, you've got a kind of a short field. We've got got a scratch of Creative Peak, who's out overnight. It's a little bit of a classy race. You got Slow Down Andy, who was once whispered a possible Derby horse. He competed in the LaSalle Futurity, which is a grade 2. He won the Sunland Derby, a grade 3. He was in the Risen Star at the fairgrounds and then ran in the Derby this past July and ran a decent second. So this horse got a little bit of class. He's taken off the blinkers. Obviously, he's one to beat. Straight Up G is another horse that was kind of talked of being a an up-and-comer. He's been given some time off. He kind of hit upon hard times in the Sunland Derby. A grade 3 was kind of overmatched. And then he got beat at Santa Anita by Fast Draw Munnings to end a little win streak there. He's coming back today as a gelding. First time gelding, so keep your mind, on him. Then we also have another horse in here, Royal and Rando, who's coming off of a opening day. Actually, he ran on opening day. For Steve Specht. He's 12-1 in the morning line with Kyle Frey. Had trouble. This is one of those races where the jockey gets off and says, "Hey, boss, sorry. We kind of messed up here a little bit. This horse probably could have been a lot closer, maybe if not won." He walked out of the gate. He was floated out wide and did no running at all. So interesting that he's being wheeled back. And then Big City Lights, drawn on the outside. He's the undefeated colt in the race by Mr. Big. Top dog Juan Hernandez will be riding him. And then, of course, Richard Mandela is the trainer. That is the real good deal. It's a nice little race, and that is the sixth, of course. Seventh race, 1 mile and 3/8 on the turf. This is an allowance optional claimer for 3-year-olds and upward. And guys, this is a pretty, pretty nice, wide open, good betting opportunity race here. This is a B-plus race for us. And we gave a pretty good push here to a horse in here. And again, if you want to get in and see if we're right, get in on some ticket cashing. Horseracing-selections.com is where to go. And when I'm telling you about these horses that we like, none of them are favorites. So guess what? We might get lucky and get some $18-19 horses. That's what they're paired up to be anyway in the morning line. So the seventh race is a good betting opportunity, I think. And then we turn to the Nightcap, which is a C-plus rated race for us. This is the maiden special weight for 3-year-olds and upward, 6.5 furlongs on the dirt. And again, guys, this is not a race that we have a strong opinion on, but there are several horses here making their debuts. American Refugee, Upstart Yankee, Tragar, and Bad Sneakers on the outside. Then we've got Famous Star taking off the blinkers. Several in here are adding Lasix. So this is a good betting opportunity. We don't think highly of it, but if you can, we couldn't really land on anything that we really liked a lot. But if you do, this is the type of race that you might get a nice little score in. And the get-out race, as we like to call it, the eighth, the final, today at Del Mar. All right, well, that's going to do it for us on this Friday morning, August 5th. Thank you for tuning in. And, of course, folks, we'll be back with you tomorrow morning with Today at Del Mar, where we go over Saturday's racing action with you. And there's only one thing left to do. Log on to horseracing-selections.com. Get our card for today. And even if you like to do your own handicapping, we've had several people say that they like to use our card to augment their plays, maybe build some tickets, pick six, pick fives, pick fours, whatnot, and you can kind of strengthen your plays a little bit. All right, that's going to do it. I'm Eddie the Hat. Thank you for joining us. We'll be talking to you again tomorrow morning. Cash some tickets today out at Del Mar, first post 4 o'clock. Good luck. We'll be talking to you again soon.